Okay, let's go and take a look here. Haven't taken a look at this thing for a while, but I can only imagine. So let's see here. Hang on one second. My goodness. You think? My gosh, this is... Whoa! I obviously can see how much you are geniuses and new geniuses. I mean, my gosh, new geniuses. But anyways, I obviously can see how much all you geniuses are enjoying all this, right? Anyways, come on in. But just tone it down just a bit, okay? Yeah, no, come on in. We'll make room for everyone, but holy yikes at this rate. I mean, yours truly might have to go shopping for even more calculators because holy yikes at this rate. Anyways, here, hang on one second. Let me just go ahead and take a quick sip. Oh, this is a different drink, by the way. The other one was delicious, but you know, you gotta switch it up from time to time, right? So as I was saying, after the Valentine's Day special was delivered, things just got really bad. Yeah, things just got really, really bad. I mean, despite, you know, trying to diversify our portfolio a bit by trying to spread deliciousness throughout various other platforms and other destinations. And when I say other destinations, yours truly is more or less talking about other online destinations, that is. Or to be more specific, other websites designed as alternative entertainment venues for all you geniuses to enjoy deliciousness, that is. But yeah, that was basically the case. Every single one of these destinations were having issues, and so at some point, you really, really do have to make a choice to continue or shut it all down for the time being, right? But with things going so well, it's almost a bit stupid and insane to just stop, right? Yeah, because by then, after publishing that slideshow for public consumption, you know, the seed was already planted and the leaves were already blooming uncontrollably to a point where it's like, hey, it's at a point now where you can deliver just about any sort of or form of deliciousness will do at this point sort of thing, right? And but with all the interferences and blocking going on, it was time to stop the flow with the main website for the time being and sort of concentrate and focus a bit on these other online destinations. And so that's when, if you all recall, that's when yours truly sort of shifted gears a bit and focused on something different. You know, it was sort of like a semi let's move on sort of thing, but we'll monitor the situation with the main site to see if things changed or sort of thing. As in, we'll monitor whether or not the interferences on the main site continues or not. And it did, by the way. The interferences were simply unstoppable. Yeah, I mean, talk about persistence, right? That interference shit. I tell you all what. Persistence is probably an understatement. Because that shit was... Anyways. So we shifted gears a bit and decided to focus on this other online destination. And hang on a second. So we shifted gears a bit and decided to focus on this other online destination, an online destination that would serve as an alternative source of entertainment platform, so to speak, for the time being, while, as I mentioned previously, while we monitor the situation with all the interference stuff going on with our main destination. And so this other online destination, for those who have been following along for a while now and may recall, but this online destination was much more geared towards, I'd say, sports, so to speak. And It was much more textual in nature than visual or audio, although some audio and visual would be added later on. But yeah, this online destination was much more textual in nature, and even to a certain degree, much more personal in nature, I guess. It was much more, I don't know, I guess, informative or opinionative. Again, I don't know if opinionative is a word, but I'm not a real genius, by the way, by any stretch of the imagination, but whatever. You all get the point, right? You know, it was much more textual, meaning a lot more writing, sort of speak, you know, kind of thing, like writing a bunch, you know, kind of thing. Like, I don't know, what do they call it, like a sort of a blog or something, or almost like a book or magazine, sort of speak, or something. Or that's where it looked like it was headed, you know, since, as I just mentioned previously, since by that time, the momentum was pretty much like any sort of or form of deliciousness would do by that time, as in any sort of deliciousness would continue to organically assist with the blooming and blossoming of that initial seed that was planted. Is everything making sense so far? But anyways, so we do this writing and publishing thing for the time being on this other online destination or platform, right? And but by then, to no one's surprise, the creepy interferences apparently were so persistent that it said, guess what? Let's go ahead and play hopscotch with yours truly as well, right? And so, to no one's surprise, the interferences started occurring on this new online destination as well. Not to mention the interferences and blocking thing on the original or main destination and other additional destinations. I say additional because I think we had, I believe, one other destination going on as well, aside from these two. But yeah, it was like literally, like, what in the is going on here? Like, seriously, are we missing something here? But anyways, since we're sort of talking about this other online destination, why don't we go ahead and talk a little bit more about this other online destination that was much more textual in nature. Well, by the way, to jump ahead a bit, this other online destination that was much more textual in nature was stopped for a variety of reasons, some of which I think you all might already guess, but I'll go ahead and emphasize them anyways. But this one, this other online destination, that is, was stopped primarily for these reasons. One, for security reasons. Two, you all guessed it, the interferences and blocking that was also happening there as well. And three, just a bit too complicated and time-consuming to maintain so many destinations, not to mention costs. But the first two reasons were really the main or primary reasons why we stopped. And so yours truly will go ahead and elaborate a bit more on those first two reasons right now. I mean, the first two reasons, I guess, sort of coincides or overlaps a bit to a certain degree with one another, depending, I guess, if we ever find out or get a confirmation as to the real reasoning behind the second reason. But anyways, let's go ahead and touch on the first two reasons a bit. You see, there's a lot of positives or pluses or advantages, again, whatever term or terms, well, in this case, term, you geniuses prefer, but there's a lot of positives that comes with the availability of this whole internet thing, or World Wide Web thing, or online thing, that is, again, whatever term or terms you geniuses prefer. But I think you all would agree with yours truly that with all the positives, there's also a lot of negatives and significant drawbacks that come with the whole internet thing or era, and yours truly will explain. And so for now, we won't touch on the positives, but we'll, you know, we're gonna get into the negatives, okay?